week has gone by, and another episode of Scott Speaks. I know I'm making it sound like it's disappointing. It shouldn't be. You guys should be loving this. But no, yeah, it was spring break for Todd and fam. They were out in California doing something. I don't know, swim with seals, some shit. And yeah, so we didn't get together and record a show. And then I was actually out for a couple of days for business travel as well myself. And so Jamie and I didn't get together and record a show. So here we are. And I waited until the absolute last minute to get this recorded. It's currently 11:38 p.m. on a Saturday night here, March 30th, 2024. Last show of March, clearly, because tomorrow is the 31st, and then we're off to April. Crazy how fast this year's gone by. First quarter, zippity-doo-dah, gone. And, yeah, just been a wild ride thus far, you know, personally and professionally. But figured I'd come on tonight, and because it's very, very fresh in my mind, and because, more on this in a minute, but because Todd claims to not care about college basketball, I figured I'd talk about March Madness. So we're now down to the, I'm going to call it the scintillating six, because one half of the Final Four has been decided. So there's two teams, UConn and Alabama on one side. And then tomorrow, again, March 31st, final day of March, will be the final two games between Purdue and Tennessee for one of the slots. And then NC State and Duke, the old Blue Devils, for whom I am a major fan, on the other side. So obviously that game was of major interest to me. As I mentioned, UConn and Alabama have already been decided. UConn destroyed Illinois today. Destroyed them. They went on a 30-0 run. I don't know. I haven't looked up the history, but I can only imagine that's the longest run of scoring versus scorelessness between two teams in perhaps the history of the NCAA tournament. Certainly the Sweet 16, I would guess, or Elite Eight. I don't know, but insane. It was tied at 23 all, and then it was 53-23. Tied 23 all with like a minute and a half to go in the first half. Illinois didn't score last minute and a half of the first half, and then didn't score for like 7 minutes of game time in the second half. It was fucking insane. Pretty wild, but yet entertaining. And then, unfortunately for me, the other game was Clemson versus Alabama. Yes, I'm a Duke fan when it comes to college basketball, but obviously, as everyone knows, both Todd and I are Clemson graduates. So I was pulling for Clemson. If it had gotten down, and it would have been the national championship game, if it had gotten down to being Clemson versus Duke, I would 100%, and I mean 100%, have pulled for Duke, but didn't happen. Clemson didn't make it. Best run Clemson's had in like 30 plus years, since 1980, I believe. So, very happy for them. Congrats to the Clemson men's basketball program. They had a great run, beating New Mexico pretty handily in the first round. Baylor also pretty easily in the second round. Clemson faced Arizona in the Sweet 16. Excuse me. As I mentioned, I was traveling for work. That game was Thursday night. I was actually in the airport in New Orleans watching that game on my phone. Kind of a quick, funny story. My flight boarded at, I want to say 8:30, was something like that, local time in New Orleans. The Clemson game had started at like 6:30 local time. These are all estimates. So literally as I'm boarding, there's like a minute and change to go against Arizona. It had been a very entertaining, very tight game, specifically the entire second half. And there's like a minute 10, a minute 20 to go. Clemson's up 3. Arizona has the ball. And I was on South Flank Southwest, so I'm like A49 was my boarding number. And they were like, all right, now boarding A30 through 60. I'm like, shit. So basically, I had to board the plane. And I mentioned this, like, I thought any other airline, I'd have an assigned seat. I would have just waited. I would have been the last one on the plane. I don't care. Just waited to see the result of the game so that I wouldn't have to. Because when you walk down a jet bridge, because I was using the New Orleans airport Wi-Fi, right? When you walk down the jet bridge, Wi-Fi goes away. It switches over to either the airplane's Wi-Fi, which would have been a disaster, or just regular, like, you know, 5G or whatever, LTE, whatever it is. But I know from experience that when that happens, you oftentimes lose connection. And, like, it's not an immediate just switch over. It's a clean switch over. So, and not only that, but my ticket, being Southwest, my, you know, just little code that they had to scan was on my phone. I didn't have a printout ticket. So I had to, like, go away from the game, pull up the ticket. The lady scanned it. I walked down the jet bridge. I immediately flip it back to the game. Long story short, I get to, like, I'm about to enter the plane. It's like 20 seconds to go to, like, a 3-point game or something. And I lose connection. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. So I walk in, I'm like hastily putting I got a seat in like the 7th row. Sat in the aisle, which I never do. I always get a window seat, but I was like, fuck it, I just need to sit down and watch the end of this game. Threw my bag up top, sat down, and finagled my phone, turned off all Wi-Fi and everything. I was like, I'm just going straight to the LTE, the 5G, whatever, Verizon. And I got back with like 9 seconds to go. Clemson was up 3 or 4, maybe 5. I don't know. Pretty safe by that point. I don't even know what happened. Something had happened. Probably just missed shots by Arizona, and we made free throws. We, meaning Clemson, made free throws or something. Final score is Clemson 77, Arizona 72. So maybe they're up 3 or 4. They got fouled, and then Clemson made a free throw or two, and off to the Elite Eight. But anyway, it's not as funny as I retell it. Now that I'm listening to it coming out of my mouth, but I'd watched the entire thing on my phone in the airport, and like it was just the worst possible timing of when they boarded the plane. But yeah, and then we, meaning Clemson, faced off against Alabama today. I was able to watch on the plane, because again, it was Southwest, you can watch live TV, Alabama North Carolina game, and I was very pleased that they won that. Another very tight, very close game. Alabama won by 2. And, you know, never in my life had I had such a Sophie's choice. I hate Alabama, but I hate Alabama football specifically. And, of course, I'm a Duke fan, so I'm a lifelong UNC hater as well. I'm like, but I'm rooting for Alabama. I don't want UNC to continue. I want Alabama to win. I thought Clemson had a better chance of beating Alabama in the Elite Eight. I think we did, but we ended up losing. Meanwhile, on the Duke side, again, first round, knocked off Vermont, not really close. Second round, destroyed James Madison, not close at all. And then yesterday, as I'm recording this anyway, yesterday beat up on Houston. I shouldn't say beat Houston, close game. Houston, very physical team, 54-51. It's a very low scoring game too. And then tomorrow we face NC State. NC State knocked us out of the ACC tournament in the first round. NC State beat us in the regular season not that long before that. NC State's won like 11 games in a row, something crazy like that. So it's time for that shit to end. NC State's an 11 seed. Not relevant at this point. If you made it this far, you're a good team. Point blank. I would love, obviously, for Duke to win. For Duke to wallop NC State. And then I'm assuming Purdue's going to win. Purdue has been destroying people. Zach Edey has just been playing out of his mind. He's a double-double machine. He's had a double-double like 11 straight games or something. So I think if Duke wins, I know it's an if, but if Duke wins, to play Purdue would be fantastic just to be able to knock them out and then potentially knock off the reigning champions in UConn. Because I think UConn will handle Alabama pretty well. So, yeah, that's tomorrow. I think that game is... Sorry, yawning. I think that game is like 5 p.m. Eastern, so 3 o'clock local time here in the Denver area. Very excited about that. Otherwise, haven't watched much March Madness. Again, until really this weekend, the Sweet 16. I mean, I watched the Duke games, of course, but other than that, I haven't really watched too much. I did, I will admit it, just because it was on. I watched about 5 minutes of the Iowa versus, I cannot remember who, women's game. A little Caitlin Clark action. And introduced Jamie to Caitlin Clark. She didn't really know who she was. I explained, well, you know, she's supposedly one of the best shooters of all time, if not the best shooter of all time in the women's game, blah, blah, blah. And she played great. She was definitely the best player on the floor. Ended up with 27 or 29 points, 14 dimes, 5 or 6 rebounds. She's not an inside player, so that wasn't surprising. But it is amazing, and I won't go into it because I got to cut this off so I can post it. But it is amazing just how different the women's game is. Just speed, just everything, every aspect is so different. And that was on full display in that Iowa game, which they did win. But yeah. Oh, they played Colorado. That's who it was. Sorry, they played the local team in Colorado and they spanked them. It was never close. By the time I turned on, it was second half and they're already up 15, 20 points. And Colorado never cut into the lead at all, really. So yeah. Good luck to everybody on the women's side. Good luck to whoever wins UConn, Alabama on the Final Four one side. And then obviously good luck to Duke tomorrow. I'll be watching. I'll be cheering you on. And then between Purdue and Tennessee, don't care, but Tennessee has had our number in the past. And so I'd rather not see that game happen. Also, Tennessee beat Clemson in football a couple years ago. So rather play Purdue. Just because it's better to knock off a number one than to knock off a number two. Just for the history books. But first, got to knock off a number 11 in the form of NC State. So I'll be rooting on the Blue Devils. So yeah, that's it. I got to edit this real quick, upload it. And yes, if you're picking up what I'm putting down with my voice, I am still sick. If you listened last week, and again, it's not like I feel bad every day sort of thing. I just, specifically every morning and every late evening, my voice sounds like crap, as you can tell. I'm congested. I'm just not right. And it's kind of driving me nuts. And now tonight, Jamie was saying she didn't feel well. So I'm like, did I pass something on? Although I've been like this for weeks now. I just don't get it. But I'll break free of it soon. I promise I'm doing my best as we speak. But yeah. Anyway, this has been the March Madness special episode of Scott Speaks. I thank you for listening. Do all the things. TheProfileNetwork@gmail.com. The_bro_pod. The_bro_pod on Instagram and X. And yeah, like, subscribe, tell a friend, spread the word. Make the pod the number one thing in your life. All right, maybe not the number one thing, but you know, do something for us. Help us out. Spread the word. All right, thanks for listening. Till next time, where hopefully this coming week, I feel much more confident now than last week, I guess. But hopefully this coming week, Todd and I will actually record a pod. Not a cod. We're not recording fish. Record a pod. Stay tuned. Find out. See if that actually happens. See if we record fish. That could be interesting. Not the band. We actually take a cod. All right. You guys get it. Thanks. See ya. Bye.
soup.